Welcome back to another Stories from the Internet. This is your favorite disembodied voice, at least I hope I am, bringing you more stories. This week we have I Don't Work Here Lady. Whether it be an airline pilot that actually doesn't work at Sephora, and a Karen that can't really tell the difference, or a Hispanic man that gets caught up at Walmart by a racist lady who can't seem to know that not helping her isn't priority number one. We'll see this and many more along the way, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Ladies, are you gonna complain about a little extra length? By Captain Punisher. I was in my nearby Home Depot where I spend a lot of my time, so I know how to find stuff. Usually. I went down to the hardware aisle and saw a group of four women in their 40s to 60s. One had a machine screw and they were looking for a big pack of them, looking terribly lost. If you know the threaded product section in these stores, it's pretty well laid out if you know how bolts and stuff work. I asked the one with the screw if she'd like some help, and she was thrilled for the offer. I took the screw to the sizing chart and said, "Okay, it's 10-32-1/4 long." I pulled the baggie with the six screws in off the wall, and she asked if they have any big packs. I didn't know if they had that length, but they had the big pack of the 1/2 screws. I asked the group if it would be okay, and one of them said it would stick through the back. I looked back and stuff a little, finding the proper size. I handed the screws to them, jokingly said, "That's the first time I've ever heard women complain about a little extra length." They laughed and thanked me before I gave them my parting words. Well, I can't be fired for that statement because I don't work here. Nipped a Karen in the Bud by Dusty Allies. Years ago, I worked in a local news in a small southern city that was a popular tourist spot, especially amongst folks from the northern U.S., as this was a few years after the Great Recession and hospitality was the only real industry in the city. We did a lot of stories on tourism, business, flights, etc. I was at the airport one day preparing for a live shot and shooting some B-roll with the camera. It had the nationally recognized TV network symbol and word news emblazoned on the side. Additionally, I had a stick microphone with some logo attached to my belt. I was in a shirt and tie, but had my sleeves rolled up and the tie was loosened. For reference, all airport employees are wearing polo shirts with the airport logo on them, as well as very visible ID badges. A group had just arrived at the baggage claim, and I was making conversation with one person when a lady seemed to literally part the crowd of people to head straight for me. This was nearly a decade before Karens were a thing, so I'll dub this lady Proto Karen. She was in her 50s, but dressed like she was 20 years younger, and was wearing an overly bedazzled cowboy hat. She looked as though she had lived, laughed, and loved her whole life, leaving a trail of mangled managers in her wake. She moves over to me like she had a purpose and slinks one hand on her hip. She looks at me smugly and says in a forceful tone, "Do you work here?" I say no, as it's almost as though she doesn't know what to do with herself. She sits there for a moment, staring at me, blinks twice, and mutters, "Oh," and just sort of dissolves back into the crowd. To this day, I wonder what she was about to demand or complain about, because she clearly had an axe to grind. The only thing I can guess was that she had not enjoyed her flight, as a few people at the baggage claim complained about the turbulence. But I'm not sure what she expected with an airport employee to do about warm air rising and causing turbulence. "I Don't Work Here, Karen," by Pipeliner 1978 Big T. I live in Southeast Texas, oil country. I wear a PPE, personal protective equipment uniform, with my company's name, logo, along with ID badge with the same name and company logo. I also live in a really nice suburb. I'll start off by naming all characters. I'll be T, Karen will be Karen, Walmart employee will be W1, and MG for manager. While visiting our local Walmart, I'm in the meat section looking for ground lamb when an older lady asked me if I knew what aisle the toilet paper was on. I shop at Walmart a lot, so I tell her aisle 17. She thanks me and we part ways. Not 2 seconds later, I hear someone say, "Excuse me," very rudely. Let's call the rude lady Karen and myself T. Karen shrieks out, "I tried getting your attention before. That other woman, why didn't you help me first?" My response was, "Ma'am, I didn't hear or see you, and I don't work here. That other lady asked me for help politely, I might add, so I helped her since I knew where the item was located." Karen: "Well, since you helped her and you know where things are, you must help me." I laugh and say, "Listen, C-word, I don't have to do anything, especially for an entitled Karen like yourself." Karen gets racist real quick. I forgot to mention I'm Mexican in Southeast Texas. Belts out, "Well, what do you know, a lazy Mexican?" My blood is boiling, so I belt out, "Listen here, you racist C-word. Get the F out of my face. F you and F your family." Karen's face turned bright red, and Karen proceeds to slap me twice. When an employee walks over asking me, "Excuse me, is something wrong?" Before I could say anything, Karen goes off into a Karen rant. "Karen, I asked this lazy Mexican for help, and as usual, he's too lazy to help me. These effing foreigners need to go back where they came from." The Walmart employee was Mexican as well. Karen continues, saying, "Then after I asked for his help, T slapped me and called me the C word and a B word." Meanwhile, Karen didn't know the Walmart employee saw the entire altercation. Karen yells, "I want to see a manager and have T arrested." Walmart employee complies and calls the manager over the loudspeaker. The manager arrives, asking what's going on. The Karen repeats her lies, and the manager asks me what happened. Then Walmart employee, "What happened?" The manager asks Karen, "Do you want me to call the police?" Karen, "Yes." Side note, if Walmart employee hadn't come over when he did, I was ready to smack the crap out of the Karen. The police arrive, and all the while Karen was going on and on about how I'm going to jail and getting deported. The police questioned all parties involved and then ask if there's any security footage. Manager replies, "Absolutely." Karen then started shaking, knowing dang well that what the truth was. The police watched the video and asked me if I want to press charges. I said with absolute satisfaction, "Yes, I want to press charges on this racist C word." I forgot to mention that the police, as well as the manager, are Mexican, and they all start laughing. The police then put the B word in handcuffs and took her to jail. I had to go to court a few months later, and Karen received 14 months and 2 years probation and 1 year's community service. Karen was lucky she wasn't charged with a hate crime, but justice was served. While in court, I was able to make a statement to Karen and told her I'm half Mexican, half white. I was born in Ohio, and my parents were born in Ohio, regardless of me being of Mexican descent, and that I was born here in America. Your racism is not tolerated anymore, and I hope you get the justice you deserve in jail. Karen had the nerve to respond by calling me a racial slur, but I had the last laugh when the deputy took her away, and guess what? Mexican. I guess Karen didn't have a good day after that while going through processing. Been enjoying the show, please by all means stop by our Facebook page and drop us a like from Stories from the Internet. And also, don't forget to drop 5 stars and give us a rating on your favorite platform. And of course, share episodes you happen to like. It's all much appreciated. And now, on with the show. "I Don't Work Here at the Moment" by Somebody Real Gay. Important to the story, I took some time off of work to work on a novel I've been writing. Seemed like the time to do so with COVID happening and me having no immune system. I worked for a towing company. Everything is appointment-based where I worked because of COVID. Makes sense, right? Apparently not. I've been off work for about 4 months now. I help with paperwork here and there that's sent to me via email, so I don't have to leave my house. It's a good system. I finally had to leave my house, and I realized I forgot one of my flash drives at the office. It's the one I would add random notes to, like, oh, I could kill this person. Throw in the Uno reverse card and F everyone up type of crap for my story I've been writing for some time. I stopped by the office today to pick up my flash drive. It's hidden. I wasn't about to call and be like, hey, can you go into the storage room, move the first aid kit, pull out the box of envelopes, reach in and grab my flash drive? So I did it myself. Walked in, put in my codes to get to the back, and went about my business. My boss knew I was coming in to get something, saw me and said, hope you're doing well, and went back to work. Just as I stepped out of the storage room with my flash drive in hand, I hear it. The screech of an entitled B-word. She was losing her mind because both the people who could help her were taking calls and just couldn't step off the phone to help this person. She also hadn't booked an appointment because the appointment sheet on the door as you head into the back part of the office. I proceeded to take the side exit and disappear. So I thought. I made it through the shop where all the trucks are parked and left through a different door. The lady saw me leave through the side door, bolted outside, and literally ran to the door I left through, screaming, I need to help her. I just looked at her crazy self and said, no. I continued to walk to my car with her following me, screaming and screaming. I should also mention that there are some puddles in the yard because when winter came and left in the span of a few days, it hadn't dried all the way up yet. She stepped into a mud puddle and fell over, screaming louder than before. I turned to see if she was okay, and she had alerted a few of the drivers with her banshee scream, who also came to check on her. When the drivers were coming to help, she started screaming about how I pushed her and assaulted her. One of the drivers went and got the boss. He came out and asked what had happened, and she stuck to her story about how I assaulted her and I need to be fired. My boss looked her dead in the eye and said, she doesn't work here. You don't get to dictate who gets to be fired. Sorry. She wanted the cops called immediately. My boss asked if she was sure, and she screamed bloody murder, repeating the word yes. He asked her again if she was sure while gesturing to the four cameras in the yard. She turned legit white, got up, went to her car, and left. My boss busted up laughing the second she peeled out of the yard. He told me to have a good rest of the day and call if anything I needed. I'm not sure if she worked there. By the only Barbie. I'm at Wally World on an oil change, and this happened just a few minutes ago. I couldn't tell if this woman was working or shopping. No vest, I couldn't see if there was a name tag, and the way she was standing. No basket, she was, well, I just couldn't tell, honestly. I was looking for a shower loofah for my son, and I couldn't find anything that wasn't women or children. And yes, the color and size did matter. I searched and I searched for the item, and seeing her over there, I bit the bullet and asked, do you work here or are you shopping? She politely asked what I was looking for, and I told her. As luck would have it, they were right in front of her. I must have missed them 100 times at this point. She was very nice, and I thanked her profusely. Sometimes all it takes is a little kindness. Work there or not. And that, my friends, is my story. Thanks for reading. Restaurant team can't figure out their billing software. I set it up for them and print my own bill. By Profile Electronic. My first post, but hopefully not my last. Background story. This happened near a decade ago. I was working a startup e-commerce venture. We were a small team, and it was my job to put in the processes and train the staff. Every month, I would work on one department and document the IT, reporting the other processes they need to follow, train them, and identify the person who could lead the team. It was my practice to invite the most promising employees and take them out for either drinks or a meal and get to know them better before coming to a decision. There were several restaurants and bars near our office, one of which I never patronized as it was too upscale. One day I noticed that one of the girls I was keen to promote on a team lead for customer support team was about to have a meltdown at work. I quickly pulled her off the floor immediately and took her to this upscale place, both to let her feel as though she was valued, as well as getting a bit of privacy so I could understand her issues. Now to the incident. We had what would be called high tea, and we were ready to leave when one of the servers requested if we could wait a few minutes before they bring the bill to us. I had a meeting with one of the directors, so I let my company card with the girl and asked her to settle the bill and rejoin her team after she cleared the bill. My meeting went on for a half an hour, and when I went to get my card back, the girl had not returned to work. I feared that she might have tried and run with the card or something, so I quickly rushed to the restaurant, only to find her still waiting for the mysterious bill. I lost my cool and threatened the manager that if they could not keep a patron waiting and was going to call the cops on them for not letting the girl leave while not presenting the bill at the same time. Till this time, the staff was trying to avoid presenting the bill. Now they admitted the software that they ran had been upgraded that day, and none of them could make it work. They were waiting for someone from IT to come and update them. In the meantime, they didn't think of putting the close sign because no customers came in at that time the entire day. It was amusing to say the least, and I didn't want the poor staff to pay out of pocket for our meal. I don't know what came over me, and I asked them to show me the system. I was used to setting up systems in short order and figured out where they messed up and took a notepad that the servers use to take orders and wrote a step-by-step instruction for them to and printed out my own bill for the meal. Then I taught them to link the card machine to their system, printed my own bill, and swiped my card. By this time, the news that I was setting up the billing system for the restaurant had spread like wildfire in our office, as I had asked my colleague to go back to her station, and she couldn't keep this juicy tale to herself. The fallout. When I was done, I saw the director of my company waiting for me. He was negotiating with the restaurant chain for hiring our service to them. I was only thankful no one got fired in this whole fiasco. How many ways do I have to explain that I don't work here? By Mrs. Guinevere. Last year I went to Sephora to get some makeup since I'm required to wear it at work. Well, I just got off and went there so I could go home and sleep. So I'm in my work dress, a blazer, scarf, heels and hosiery, with a name tag and ID hanging from my neck. My uniform colors are navy, blue, and green. Most reasonable persons would know that I'm a flight attendant, but something about the place makes me a magnet for their customers. I'm shopping and someone asks me where such and such foundation is, and I say, "I'm sorry, I don't work here." She scoffs and says, "What good am I then?" and then badmouths me to her friend, saying I'm no good. I then reply to her and say that it's pretty obvious that I don't work here. Therefore, I don't know where it is, and unless the store is flying at 36,000 feet, I can't help you. She walks off and starts bitching out the store to the employee, asking where a manager is, and then bitches to her while pointing to me standing in line checking out that I won't help her. She says that she doesn't work here. I told her I said that twice and she still doesn't believe me. She offers to help her, but Karen just wanted to bitch about me. Finally, I stood next to the manager and pointed out the differences. Her dress is black and red. Her name tag is completely different. I'm wearing a scarf and no other employee does. My four IDs, lanyard, name tag, all have my company name on it. And I finally told the manager, "Good luck, I'm going home to sleep." I'd like to say that it was a one-time occasion, but I've lost track at how many times it's happened. But those people were polite and had a laugh. Well, that wraps up this episode for this week. It certainly seemed to go quick. But until next week, watch out for those entitled Karens who want help and you don't work there.